This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball! It's 30 with Murdy with your host, Sweeney Murdy.
So you were a closer for a little while, too, when you see a couple of closers celebrated here, including Mariano.
It's about time, right? Yeah. No, it's talking about two of the best, and obviously Lee Smith. I'll never forget my first All-Star game. Lee Smith, this big imposing figure, comes out and says, "Kid, come here. Your job is to protect me in the outfield, make sure I don't get hit by fly balls." I'm like, "Yes, sir, yes, sir." But I think, you know, with the way the game has evolved, and certainly that role is so important, you know, my fear is that we're not going to see anybody do that again. In the longevity of perfection, both from Hoffman and his delivery and his mechanics and just the way he kept his body, to the precision and effortless of Mariano Rivera. It's just, I don't think we're ever going to see that again, just the way the game is. And that's going to be a tough, minus Kimbrel, it's going to be a tough area to judge, you know, as far as long the massing, the numbers that these guys did. Both guys came in and you dropped your head on the other side. That's the one thing you could say about both Hoffman and Rivera. And unfortunately, I was on the bad side of a lot of those.
Did you feel like Mariano was a separator between what you and – I mean, you lost to his Braves, his Yankees twice.
There's no doubt. I mean, it's the chicken and the egg, right? Was it the Yankees' ability to get to him, or was it the weapon that they had? Yeah. You know, it's like you could say that most teams could survive minus one player. I don't know that the Yankees could have survived minus Mariano. That's how awesome he was. He basically had two or three fluke losses, you know. I mean, jam shot and just things that are going to happen naturally. And I was just in awe on how he handled it. I loved to watch him. Didn't like watching him beat us, but everything was businesslike. It was what he was supposed to do. He's a gentleman and just the most feared closer in the game. And to see bats be broken the way it did, I don't know how he didn't smile more when he would break bats, because I would have to put my glove in my face, but it's awesome to watch.
Yeah, his postseason record is so extraordinary, and yours was great too. Do you see any commonality between how you and he both approach those big moments?
I think the biggest thing, and not, you know, I know him a little bit, knowing his makeup and personality, he's not afraid. First of all, you can't be afraid. And I think there's a personality and a mindset that you live for that moment. And when you are as easygoing and the heartbeat, I don't know what his heartbeat was like, but it seemed like it barely beat when it was in that time of the year. And imagine everybody else's heartbeat picking up 10 beats. And if you can slow the game down, you have an advantage over the rest. And for him, just coming in the game, there's something to be said for having an edge, and he kept it as long as anybody. You know, when you have an edge, that means you have a distinct advantage over the guy that sits there and goes, uh-oh. And there's a guy that stands in the batter's box thinks he has the edge. The pitcher's doing the same thing. So at the postseason time, it takes a special personality and mindset to know that you're a moment away from failure, but you relish the moment of greatness, and that's what he was.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.